Welcome to a Thursday night edition of our Sunday conversation. Tom Dienhart and Brian Newbert join me, Alan Karpik, as we talk about really certainly an important day. Rondale Moore makes it official that he is coming back to play as the Boilermakers will have their first game on October the 24th. Tom, you know, we knew this was a possibility ever since the Big Ten chose to restart its season. Certainly an interesting choice and a good one, certainly for Purdue, because it's created a great deal of excitement among the fan base.
Yeah, anytime you get one of college football's most exciting players back, it's always time to celebrate and be happy, not just for Purdue fans, but, you know, college football fans across the nation. I mean, I've said it before. How many times in your life have you heard, well, every time this guy touches the ball, he can score a touchdown? I mean, that's really the truth with Rondale Moore, and it's unreal, guys. You guys have seen him play. I have. The viewers have. A sensational talent. Alan, we've talked and shared that, in your mind, the only talent at Purdue you've ever seen better is Leroy Keyes. I mean, we're going back 60 years here, and again, Moore's a special player. It definitely lifts the spirits of fans. Boys' hopes for the program coming off a 4-8 season, guys. And I got to thinking shortly after this, again, we're going to have Moore working with David Bell.
Yeah.
Hopefully for 8 or 9 games. You know, last year we only saw them together a handful of games. And, of course, Bell was the Big Ten Freshman of the Year last year, 86 catches. Moore was a consensus freshman, All-American as a freshman. And, again, seeing these two guys together, for Jeff Brohm to draw plays up for those two has got to be exciting, fellas. So, again, a lot of excitement in West Lafayette. And again, the rest of the Big Ten, I'm sure, is fretting now trying to design defenses to try to stop number 4.
Yeah, you know, David Bell, and I was going to ask Brian, you know, what's it like? You got two guys like that. It's never – I don't know if it's ever been that way or it's been a long time since Purdue's had that type of dynamic duo. And – yeah, and Rondale Moore, you know, the graphic on ESPN today was with him and Adrian Peterson and Herschel Walker in terms of the guys that were consensus freshmen, first team All-Americans. That's a pretty short list. Brian, just from an image standpoint and from an interest standpoint, it's hard to minimize this, and not that we're trying to do that. I think from just an onlooker standpoint, if you're not excited about watching Rondale Moore play football, you don't like football. I mean, what say you?
Yeah. It's a shame Purdue can't sell tickets, because yeah, they would have sold a hell of a lot of tickets today probably. But
irony in that.
Yeah. No, but he's Purdue's star. I mean, he's been Purdue's star since the first day he was on campus, maybe even before that for all we know. But he's such a big part. He's so directly tied to kind of Purdue's brand right now. He's so such a big part of Purdue's national profile. I think it's really important from a program exposure perspective, if nothing else. You know, Purdue did such a good job those first couple of years under Jeff Brohm generating buzz, and that stuff really mattered. It parlayed itself into pretty good recruiting. It generated a lot of fan excitement, and, you know, Rondale Moore was at the heart of that. He's got a gigantic billboard in downtown Indianapolis, or did anyway, for a reason. And, you know, having kind of your marquee star back now that you have a couple of other stars too, you know, gives Purdue kind of a national profile, gives Purdue a little bit of a profile, I guess I should say. I can't think of a better word than profile. It gives Purdue a lot of punch from a notoriety perspective. It raises raises awareness of Purdue all across the country. It could help recruiting. I don't know. I mean, obviously, you know, this will be his last year at Purdue, barring anything crazy. But he will once again illustrate to people all across the country that, hey, this program was good enough for a player of this caliber, and it might be good enough for you.
You know, enhancing the brand also comes in, and I don't want to look at this strictly as a marketing deal, because, Tom, Rondale Moore means a lot to the kind of the heart and soul of this program. I can't speak to his actual role in the locker room, but he's a hard guy not to want to emulate if you're another player, if you're a Malik Carr, if you're others. Just, and I know Carr doesn't play the same position necessarily, but still, guys that want to be big time, because Moore is a guy that has shown his worth by his work ethic from that standpoint. you know, talk about that, because that is something I think is a tremendous value, just to have him back around your program. With, even though you're not going to have recruits in this fall, I get all that, but just to have him physically there can't hurt.
No, I mean, again, he's going to be the face of the program. He's going to be a face of college football, guys. He is in the Heisman race. I mean, he is a known brand, a known quantity, and he's going to be a guy, like I said, who's not just the face of Purdue, but also of the Big Ten, and even to a degree nationally. So a true star. And Alan, what you're talking about from me is action, not words. And your actions always speak louder than your words. And Rondale Moore, as you were alluding to, is a hard worker on the field, in the weight room. I've seen it with my own eyes. You guys have as well. And again, awfully impressionable on those young guys. Sets an example. And typically, if you see the best player on your team working the hardest, everybody else has got to keep up. And that's what you like to see as a head coach. So I'm sure Brahm is thrilled for a lot of different reasons. Again, the skill level is incredible. But again, the tone he'll set and the example he'll set, again, that may be the most valuable thing of all, guys. And as Jeff continues to try to lay the foundation for this program moving forward.
You know, Brian, it has to be, and you have to credit Jeff Brahm too, because it's a testament. There is a relationship. There is a Louisville area relationship there. They have, Rondale has a relationship with Jeff Brahm, maybe in some of his most important moments, Brahm's important moments as a coach. So again, hard to minimize that. That's just another thing that speaks well to that coach, that player's coach mentality persona, I guess, that Brahm's program has, but also just the fact that, yeah, I know he's a Louisville guy, but this is a guy that that felt enough, strongly enough to reverse his decision and come back.
Yeah, and he didn't have to. He doesn't have to play. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure he has pretty good indications that he's at worst going to be like an early second round pick at worst next mm-hmm. year, if not a late first rounder. You know, he's in a good spot. Now, we don't necessarily know what the out of sight, out of mind factor might be. How that might play into this. These are very unique circumstances all around college football, but he did not have to play. He did not have to come back. I mean, you can make a case that it's important for him to come back and show he's healthy, show he's durable, fine, but that's not the reason you come back and do this. You do this because you want to, because you want to play, because you want to compete, or just because you're just tired of the monotony of just training all day, every day. He really wants to play, and that speaks to Rondale Moore as the competitor, but also he wouldn't probably want to play if he didn't like his coach. I mean, he has a coach who he has a relationship with, who he would have followed wherever he would have gone a couple of years ago had that gone a different direction, who knows he's going to build an offense around him. He knows he's going to get the football. He knows he's going to be used in a way that has highlighted him and got him to the point he is right now as an NFL prospect. Obviously, Rondale Moore deserves most credit for having the physical talent he does and the work ethic he has, but I think he went to the perfect school at the perfect time to leverage those things the best he can. Obviously, there is a good bond there. There's trust. Trust is a criminally mm-hmm. underused term when it comes to player-coach relationships, and I think this indicates that Rondale Moore has ultimate trust in Jeff Brahm, but also that just he wants to play. He wants to compete. This isn't something where he's getting dragged back here kicking and screaming. He didn't have to do this at all.
Tom, I'll end with you on this in terms of you actually wrote a story on the site talking to an NFL scout and the fact that stating exactly kind of what Brian said, that he didn't have a lot necessarily to prove. And I suppose you could build a case that Rondale will play X number of games, and if something doesn't go right, he could opt out, I suppose, again. But this is a guy that is competitive guy, and I think maybe also that desire to prove some others wrong, he's kind of saw that part. It seems to be a little bit of his personality as well.
Yeah, Brian talked about the word competitor.
Yeah.
And I think that sums it up very well. I know it's an overused, trite word, sort of cliche, but boy, it's applicable to Rondale Moore, a competitor. And Brian talked about trust too, and Jeff Brahm has proven, I think, that this is very much a player's program. They take care of their guys, so to speak. And I think that's what every player wants to know. They're gonna be taken care of wherever they go. And I think that message was resonated and hammered home more today, again, with Moore's actions. And you talked about it. Brian talked about it. He didn't have to come back. And obviously, he likes the environment of Purdue. He likes the coaches. He likes his teammates. And I'm sure we'd love to see Purdue get back to winning ways in addition to doing things for himself, like Brian talked about, showing he's healthy. Of course, he hurt the left hamstring against Minnesota last year in the fourth game. And I'm sure that there's probably a little bit of doubt in the back of his mind still. Am I okay? And he's going to get to find that out going up against this Big Ten competition. So, again, just a great day for Purdue and for the Big Ten and for college football to get a player of his magnitude and his skill set back. And like Brian said off the top, it's too bad tickets aren't being sold because, you know, the phones are ringing off the hook like the old Jerry Lewis telethon days, and the cash register would be ringing. So, again, unfortunate there, but at least, guys, we're going to get football. And we're going to get football with number four, Rondale Moore, too.
Last word, Brian. Anything else that you want to add to the fray in terms of your thoughts on Rondale?
I think competitively, this kind of raises Purdue's ceiling. I mean, Purdue already got as favorable a draw from a schedule perspective as you could have got. Now, when you look at the weapons Purdue has on offense between him, David Bell, and a lot of those other young guys they have in the program, if the guy behind center is good. And that's still the elephant in the room here. Purdue needs stability at quarterback. They need very good quarterback play to leverage these weapons the best they can. But this raises Purdue's ceiling. Rondale Moore is the great equalizer. He has shown that on any given day, against any given opponent, he can bust a couple. He can change a game. He can take down a team almost by himself. And you know, when you look at that Ohio State game in 2018. This gives Purdue a chance against damn near anybody on their schedule, if not everybody on their schedule. And that's the biggest part of this, is that this gives Purdue an even better chance of having a really, really good season when, you know, you're coming off a disappointing last season. Things can kind of go one of two ways now. And this certainly is a significant reason for optimism for Purdue, that you can field a big-time offense now and have a big-time season.
All right. We'll have more to talk about this on our Sunday conversation, including Purdue's advantageous schedule and what Rondale Moore may mean to that as well. I want to thank our sponsor, and that, of course, is the Purdue Union Club Hotel and the 811 Restaurant. They are sponsors of our Zoomcast. We appreciate them very much. We thank you for listening either on Thursday night or Friday morning, and stay tuned for Golden Black Live on Friday as well at 2 o'clock, and we'll also have a special birthday Zoom with Brandon McKnight, a speedy basketball player as well, so we'll look forward to that. Have a great rest of the evening, everybody, and thanks again for watching and listening.